The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, July-August 2023. The theme of this issue is Sermons and Teachings of Jesus. In the beginning, our Lord's sermons and lessons provide vital information for the growth of every new creature. It is thus imperative that we learn and remember His teachings. This issue offers a brief outline of some important lessons He conveyed. A reed shaken by the wind describes the ministry of John the Baptist. Jesus said that John was not a reed shaken by the wind. Unlike other teachers of his day, his words were meaningful. Lessons from Nazareth describes Jesus' interaction with those in the synagogue at Nazareth. Knowing the people desired to see him perform miracles, Jesus instead described ancient miracles done for two Gentiles, a poor widow and a Syrian general. The people responded angrily, seeking to kill him. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the Lord shared the Beatitudes, which described qualities that please God. Jesus also addressed the dangers of worldly ambition. For the humble-minded, his sermon was like a soothing balm. The principles he shared in this precious sermon continue to guide God's people today. Parables by the Sea reviews the seven parables in Matthew 13. His words were a test to determine who thirsted for the Word of God. A prophetic application is suggested, applying each parable to the corresponding seven stages of the Gospel-Age Church. Truly righteous or merely religious describes the hypocrisy of many religious leaders of Jesus' day, who professed to be righteous but only sought the honor of men. Jesus pronounced seven woes on the scribes and Pharisees, which contain important spiritual warnings for us today. The fig tree, an anchor in the stream of time, examines the parable of the fig tree. The development and rebirth of Israel is an indicator, revealing where we are in God's plan. Jesus said, "When ye shall see all these things, know that it, Christ's kingdom, is near." What an encouragement! Signs of thy presence reviews the signs given in Matthew 24 that reveal Jesus' presence today. He compared his return to the rising sun, whose life-giving benefits relate to the work of his kingdom. But before the full benefits will be felt, a great time of trouble will prepare the world to receive them. Jesus' farewell discourse reviews our Lord's last formal words to his disciples, preparing them for the coming ordeal of his death. His new commandment to love one another, as I have loved you, has set a high standard for every believer. The lessons of Jesus' ministry are powerful reminders of what God expects from each of us. May we all take them to heart.